Amen. Thank the Lord that we will meet on that beautiful shore if we are prepared and ready to go. Let's be much in prayer this morning for all the lost. Let's keep them in prayer and lift them up this morning. Remember, there's other veteran services going on across the county this morning, so let's remember those. Remember Shirley and Stan. They will be on the way home shortly after lunch today. She will be coming home with two drains, but she is doing a lot better, so she's going to be getting to come home today. So keep them in your prayers as they travel. Remember Lucy. She will be going on Tuesday to find out when they might schedule surgery for her. She did find out she has kidney cancer there, a small place. So keep her in your prayers and continue to pray for her. And she also has the shingles, so let's keep her in our prayers. And also Sister Jean on her thyroid. She's going through a struggle there with it. Let's keep her in our prayers. She wants to be anointed today. So in just a few minutes after we take all the prayer requests, we're going to ask her to come up as well. And we'll anoint her. If you're here today and you want to be anointed as well, if you'll come up at the same time, we'll be glad to do that, because it tells us in God's Word, if there's any sick among us, for us to come to the elders of the church, being anointed and prayed for, that God will answer those prayers and honor those prayers, and He can heal. So we're thankful for that, and that God is faithful to His Word. So remember this, and if you'd like to be anointed, please come up here in just a little while. Remember Justin this morning. He had an accident coming home from work. He fell asleep and wrecked his truck, rolled it over. So remember him. He's pretty sore and got a headache this morning right now, but he's at home trying to rest and recuperate a little bit. And so remember him. And Sandra, she's there with him. Mama, she had a little spell there going off, but she's okay now. But just keep her in your prayers as well. Thankfully didn't get hurt no worse than he did. Just remember all the ones that are Johnny's Bops, he's come back good, that he had the other day, so we're thankful for that. Let's remember the Operation Christmas Child, be much in prayer for that. And also continue to remember Sister Linda and Sister Pat and different ones that's been sick and are recovering. Continue to pray for them. Remember Brad, as he's still stove up a little bit from wrestling bulls. He's old enough, he knows you ought not be doing that, because they're going to win. But anyway, we're thankful he didn't get hurt no worse than he did. So just keep them in your prayers also. Good to have ones back that was traveling last week and be back home with us today. So, any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer?
I don't know if you mentioned the timber. Pancreatitis. I couldn't get it out.
And yes. So remember the Burchett family and also the Ham family. Anyone else? So let's remember Miss Snow and her husband as well.
Let's also remember Nancy. Let's remember her.
So let's remember this Nancy Shepherd.
Our daughter-in-law's
grandmother, Margaret. So let's remember this. Who is it?
Janae Garcia.
Janae Garcia. So let's remember her in prayer. Anyone else? So let's remember the Jones family, Willie Jones. What do you? Amen. So we're thankful for that answered prayer. Anyone else?
My brother.
For this.
Me and my family.
Remember Carol's family. So let's remember this. What was the first name?
Lucas
Darnell. So let's remember Lucas. Anyone else? By uplifted hand.
Remember Jason.
Let's remember this. Anybody uplifted hand? Anybody that can and will, please come to the altar. We'll ask Sister Jean if she would come, and deacons of the church if you'd come. Anybody else that would like to be anointed, if you would, please come. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, dear God, with faith believing, dear Heavenly Father, that you can deliver from all sickness, dear God, we bring Sister Jean to you. Dear God, in accordance to your word, you tell us if there's any sick among us, dear God, to come to the elders of the church, dear Heavenly Father, and be anointed and pray. And dear Heavenly Father, we know that you are able, dear God, to answer above and beyond anything that, dear God, that we could ever do or mankind could ever do, that you can reach down and perform miracles. Lord, and we've seen your hand, dear God, upon folks here at the church. And God, we just pray this morning, we pray for those that are lost, dear Heavenly Father, that by faith believing, dear God, that you would draw them, dear Heavenly Father, save their soul before it's everlasting too late, dear Heavenly Father. All the requests that's been made this morning, Dear God, we leave them in your hands, knowing that you are capable, dear God, of all these that are sick, dear God, all these families that are heartbroken today, dear God, dealing with death, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that you just comfort them. And dear God, we just pray that people will see through the actions of others, dear Heavenly Father, the right path to go, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that they will surrender their heart and life and let you order their steps, God. And when you order the steps of a righteous man, God, they will lead in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And dear God, we thank you for these that with faith believe in, dear Heavenly Father, that prayer can answer, Lord, that believe and trust in it. And dear God, we know that we have to enter, dear God, with a clean heart, dear God, into prayer, that there be nothing between you and I, Lord, that you might answer and hear our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, if there's anything between us, dear God, we ask you forgive, dear God, and help us, dear God, not to make the same mistakes and not to cause those sins, dear Heavenly Father, in our life once again. Lord, that we walk away and repent, dear Heavenly Father, as we hate sin. We don't want to do them, dear Heavenly Father, and strengthen us that we don't do them anymore. God, we thank you that through your promise, dear God, that you are a healer. And dear God, by the stripes that you took on your precious Son, dear Heavenly Father, that our sins are healed, that our sickness is healed through his body, through his blood, through his, dear God, through his sweet spirit, Lord, that you come and intervene, dear God. And we thank you and we praise you. We ask that you remember all requests been made, the prayers of thanksgiving, dear God, the prayers of need, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray, dear God, that you intervene in each one, Lord, as you see fit and your will be done, dear Heavenly Father, and we surrender it all unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
On Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, while Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, death on the cross, that he might save him from endless wrongs. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Father, forgive him, my Savior, pray, even while his lifeblood flowed fast away, praying for sinners while in such woe. No one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me, dying for me. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Oh, how I love him, Savior and friend, how can my praises ever find him? Through years unnumbered on heaven's shore, my song shall praise him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him.
Alan, would you ask a blessing on the offering?
Lord, we thank you, Fish.
If anyone is missing a Beta Club pen, that's what I think we've determined this is. If you would please come by and pick this up, if it's yours. It's laying up here on the pulpit. You can come by after church and get that, please. Also, our Operation Christmas Child, we do have the shoe boxes here today. Dan needs those boxes back by November the 17th. That will be on a Monday there. We will take them down there on there. So if you'll have them here November the 16th, we will take those down to them. He also is needing some help, some volunteers on the 19th to help pack up the boxes there at the Methodist Church to take up to Samaritan's Purse. So if you can help with that, let us know. We'll get you in contact with Dan for the 19th. Please pick up your box today. Have that back by the 16th and have that packed and ready to go. So we appreciate that. Also, Brother Wes will have some announcements about the youth group here in just a few moments of time after we have our handshake. Everyone, stand your feet. Welcome each other to church this morning. All right, let's start making our way back to our seats, please. All right, before we go any further, I've got a public service announcement. You see this felonious little piece of paper? This is a candy wrapper, and we've been having a lot of those that's showing up in our backs of our pews that Brother John's been having to go through and get out. We don't mind you eating candy, but please take your paper home with you or put it in a trash can somewhere. Instead of in the back of the pews, that's not what they're meant for. So if you would, pick those up and take you with you. Like I said, don't mind you eating candy. I eat it too. But please just take your wrapper with you. We don't like to have the empties. We like the full ones. All right. Enough fussing. All right. So birthdays for November. Last Sunday we didn't do this because of our veteran service. And we had several that's been this past week. So all these folks have already got their year older. And we're proud of that and glad. But pray for them. And pray for the others that's going to be having birthdays. Thank God for birthdays. And he gives us another year to celebrate being here on this planet. Looking forward to the day we go home. All right. We have Hayden Williams on the first. He turned 20, so he's no longer a teenager. Now, y'all going to applaud for all of them or wait till I get done? This could take a while. Courtney Bennett was on the second. Bethany Weaver was on the third. Mary Teague on the 5th, Marlene Weaver on the 5th, Jamie Hampton on the 11th, Jeremy Mabe on the 16th, Joyce Williams the 21st, Mark Evans on the 22nd, and Meredith Teague on the 26th. Anybody else in November got a birthday? Shout it loud and shout it proud if you do. All right, no other birthdays in November. All right. Let's stand to our feet and sing happy birthday to these folks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. We're thankful for this. All right, Brother Wes, you got some announcements about the youth group. There's also a sheet back there. We've kind of got away from it, but if you do have a prayer request and before church, if you'd like to jot it down, that I could read through those and maybe cover some of them that way to help us speed things along a little bit. If you could help us with that, we'd appreciate that. But if you at any time, if you've got a prayer request, please feel free to voice that, because we want to still be able to speak up and share prayer requests with people. So, but if you can write it down, that'd be great too. So we appreciate all your help with that. Yes.
For the play practice, we've been having our practices on Wednesday. We're going to continue doing that. It's in the basement after the play.
Okay, so mark that on your calendars. People, it's in the play, November 22nd. Be prepared to start coming on Sunday afternoons for some practice. And then mark your calendars for the second Sunday in December, the night for our Christmas play. So remember this. All right. Come on.
Pray for me, though. I'm dedicate this to Vernon. He asked me to sing a song, and he'll be going back down to join the Flatlanders before long. And we love Bev and Vernon. They're just precious to us. And y'all have heard this song before. It's nothing new. I'd just like to say there's so much going on in our community, and it's just up to us whether we reach out and grab God by faith, or just let him pass on by. And he expects us to have that faith. And there's a lot of healing that needs to take place. Mentally, physically, there's people that are struggling. And I just hope you join me in praying for everything that's happening, especially this week. It's been a hard week. It's been a trying week. As we have people, you know, cold and building fires and not being able to check their things to make sure they're able to have a fire. We're going to hear of more people losing their homes. It's just coming, you know. Just pray that. I have a burden for the salvation. There's in some areas that are people that we've been with all our lives, and that we don't witness to them and make sure they're ready. You know, we want to be with them. We want to be at their houses. We want to do things. We want to float down the river with them. But I'm not worried that they're going to miss heaven. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with us? I'm very burdened about that. So, but God's help. I'm going to make sure those people know God, and then it's their choice whether they step out and receive him or not. But I'm going to make sure that I have told and done what I'm supposed to do to make sure that they make it to heaven. Because I don't want to be standing there and them say, you did all these things with me, and you never once told me about Jesus. I don't want that on me. So, I pray that for everybody. I know everybody has trouble witnessing, especially to family, and it's hard. It's just hard. But y'all pray that I have the faith to step out and do more of that.
A woman one day tried many physicians, but daily grew worse in the Bible, we're told. But when she heard, she came to Jesus, and she found what she needed for her body and soul. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch one part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could just touch him, I know I'd be whole. Blind Bartimaeus sat by the wayside begging, with no one to help him down life's weary way. Then Jesus passed by and heard his sad crying. He reached out his hand and he healed him that day. One day I sat by the wayside begging, with no one to help me down life's weary way. Then Jesus passed by and heard my sad crying. He reached out his hand and he saved me that day. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch one part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could just touch him, I know I'd be whole. Praise God, when I touched him, he made my life whole.
Amen. Appreciate that. Thank God. And I'm glad that he can reach further down than I can reach up. Thank God. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. 1 John 1 and 1. Thankful to hear all these little ones stirring going to children's church. It's a blessing. Thank God for our young people that's here in the church and for God letting us to be able to know that we're going to continue on, because he's got young lifeblood here still flowing. And thank God that his son's blood is still sufficient to pay our sins debt. And I just thank him for watching over us and blessing us. I thank him for keeping us safe from harm and danger, and even taking care of us and accidents, and putting his hand upon us and protecting us that we don't get hurt no worse than we do sometimes. And I thank the Lord for watching over me when I was lost and undone without Christ, but still yet he watched over me and brought me to the point in time that I did meet him as my Savior. And thank God, I know that I'm sealed. I know his blood's sufficient. And I hope and pray my light is shining this morning in this dark and weary land. I tell you, well, if there's ever been a time we need our light shining, it's now. When people hear of character building things that go on in schools, and then they start trying to say it was Christian-based and start raising a stink about it and say that separation of church and state and school has no place for prayer, let me tell you, there is no place in America that is not a place for prayer this morning. We need to be praying all across the land and country, in schools, in homes, in churches. I'm afraid today that they've got used to a form and fashion that they ain't got enough power in their prayers that they could blow their nose if that's what it took. But let me tell you, we need to get back in touch with God and be a praying people and use the most powerful thing that God has given us as his children, our prayer life, and our lights to shine in this dark and weary land. Christ came in a world of darkness and he shined, and they didn't comprehend it then. They're still not going to today. Does that mean we need to cut our light out and just let them die and go to hell? No, sir, no, ma'am. It's for us to turn that wick up and let that light so shine that they'll see that there's a difference in God's people. There's a difference in God's people. Chapter 1 of 1 John, in first verse, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Let me tell you, your Bible is not just a book that you're carrying around. That is the word of life. Jesus was the word of life that he was referring to here in 1 John, because they walked with him, they talked with him, they saw the word in action, they felt the power in his words, they saw his authority that he had, because he was a son of God and he came and talked with such authority to let them know that there was a difference in the man Jesus that came and walked walked upon the earth, the Word of life. In Him there was life found. Thank God one day I was dead in sin, but Jesus came by and gave me life. He done a spiritual CPR on my dead heart, and He brought me to life in Jesus. And thank God I've not been the same, ain't going to be the same, never will be the same again. Now, I do sin, I do fall short of the glory of God because I'm still human. I am not perfect, I'm not above reproach. I mess up, you mess up, we all mess up because we all still are in a sin nature and in a sin body. But God is the difference. We have one to go to. Should I willingly sin? Should I willingly go out and do anything? I can go out and do anything I want to do. I could go out last night and got drunk and come here this morning. You say, preacher, surely you wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. But I could have. It's happening all across the land. We got liquor by the drink, voted in our own county. Saw a countywide ABC store, voted in. All this tourist, I want to see all these tourists that it's going to bring in they're talking about. All I've ever seen it bring is heartache to families. And hurt. There's no good in it. Whether you're drinking socially or drinking with your meal or drinking to get drunk, there's no good in it. No good comes from it. There's never been anything that's ever been won by it except hard feelings, headaches, and hangovers. But if we are a Christian, we have the Word of life. And you can carry your Bible and you can carry it everywhere you want to. And you can sound and walk like a Christian, but if you don't know the Word, and we're not studying what God has put before us, then that's our fault. That we don't have the answers to come against sin. Because God is still against it. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it. Jesus came, took on the flesh of man to become my near kinsman to pay my sin debt. He came so His light could shine to show us it can be done. You say, well, He was Jesus. That's right. And He set the perfect example. And He said it for us to strive toward that mark of the high calling of Jesus. But there's a lot of times we give up. Oh, it's hard. It's hard. I think I'll quit. Kindergarten's too hard. I think I'll quit school. Ain't no use to go through the rest of it. I'm having a hard time in kindergarten. No, you can't do that. Well, fifth grade, it's just too hard. Freshman year, it's just too hard. I've got to quit. You can't do that. You've got to keep going. You got to keep on working and to master those things that they're teaching you and get the education. Same way with God. We can't quit just because it gets a little hard. We got to keep going. When it's getting hard, thank God for the blessing because Satan finds you a worthy opponent to come against you to make it hard. You ever notice somebody who claims to be a Christian ain't never got no problems? Satan don't never bother them? Ain't judging them. Maybe Satan's got them right where they want them. He don't have to bother them. But His life was made manifest. He took on the form of man. Walked here just a very short time. But they had seen it and bear witness and showed unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. Jesus came down to show us that there's a better way. Prophets had told of one coming, the Messiah coming. They gave a twofold message. As they prophesied about the young babe who would come and be born. They also prophesied about a great king. And in that, man has become messed up on which one was coming first. They looked for the great king to rule Israel. They didn't look for the babe in the manger. They looked for the one in the royal robes to come down and take control and lead them out of heartache and out of desperation and out of sin. But the twofold message about Jesus coming was first He would come. And He would go to the cross of Calvary and die. And He is coming again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Every eye will see Him as He rides out with His vesture and wrote upon His thighs, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's a twofold prophecy. We have to read it as that. We have to see it as that. But he came and his life was made manifest that we would know and he could talk to us, give us his word because he is the word. And still is. His word is settled. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. How can we have fellowship one with another? I'm going to show you an example sometimes of how we are as Christians. I'll tell you one thing, Aunt Connor. Me and Connor ain't fellowshipping right now. No, we sit with our backs to our friends and we don't speak to them. We don't pat them on the back. We don't talk to them. We don't have fellowship with people in the church. We don't have fellowship with other Christians. Well, I might catch something they've got. Brother, if God can't take care of it, I don't know who is. I don't worry about it. If I'm supposed to get sick, I'm going to get sick. But I tell you what, God has let me go right into the flu. People just sick with it in just terrible shape, and I just ask God to take care of it, but I need to go visit them and never get a sniffle. After it's over with, then I get sick 2 or 3 months later. But God can take care of it. God can take care of it. Now, I'm not saying for everybody to do that, but you let God lead you. If He's telling you to go, He'll take care of you. You won't get sick. God will take care of it. Fellowship one with another. Don't be afraid of each other. Speak to one another. Smile. It's contagious. And smile at those that you think's got something against you because they don't know what you're thinking about. Smile. It'll be all right. But fellowship, how can we say that we've got fellowship with God when we can't fellowship with our brother or sister? And thank God I don't see it here, but I've seen it in places. Oh, mercy, the tension was so thick you could cut it with a knife. Christ is not an ant. Not at all. He said He didn't come to make the well healthy. He came for those that needed a doctor. And if you think it's just the good that everybody else around you is so bad, friend, maybe you need to come to the altar. Because if you're the common denominator in a lot of problems, you might be the problem. Maybe you need to surrender it to God. That we have seen and heard declare we unto you that ye also may have fellowship with us. You ever heard a sinner say, I ain't going to church with them hypocrites. I ain't going to church with hypocrites. Friend, the answer to tell me is, I'd rather go to church with them and die and go to hell with them. And if a hypocrite's between you and God, the hypocrite's closer. But don't be that way. Let your light shine. Have fellowship with your brother. Even those that's sitting out there, it's out in the world that don't know nothing about Jesus. Friend, it might be your job to tell them. And if you're not fellowshipping with them and trying to reach them, how can you say you got fellowship with God? If we got fellowship with God, He'll put it in our hearts that we won't see people go to heaven. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You can't have one without the other, friend, either. There's so many religions that, oh, we like God. Yeah, God, no problem. Got no problem with there being a greater being. That Jesus dude, you know, Him dying for me and stuff, that's just too heavy. I just can't believe that. He's just a good man. He just came and He was just a good teacher. And he had some awful good points. But I just can't buy that Jesus thing. But boy, I believe there's a God. Well, friend, if you can believe there's a God, you better believe there's a Jesus. You better believe it. And if Jesus offends you, get your heart right with Him and it won't offend you no more. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. Now here one Wednesday night, we were teaching. And if you can point it out to me anywhere in the Bible, I've not been able to find it. But I know Jesus had joy because it talks about His joy. It was His joy in seeing people accept the Word and see them, their hearts change. And He even had joy going to the cross because He knew He was going to save me and save you. And He had joy. But if you ever see in God's words where it says Jesus was happy, happy. He didn't command us to be happy. Happiness, it lasts for a little while, and sadness can come in. But you can have joy in your heart. You can have joy in depression. You can have joy in times of heartache. You can have joy at a wreck site because there's no immediate harm or danger that's been done except to an old vehicle. You can have joy. I wasn't happy, but I had joy that God had watched over and protected him and kept him from getting hurt. We can have joy without having happiness. We ought to try to have both. We ought to be happy in God. But we can have joy in serving Jesus. Vestal Goodman used to sing songs. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Been on this journey many years, and it's not complete, but thank God I'm still going forward. There's still a destination I'm going to. God's got it all in control. That your joy may be full. Do you have full joy this morning? Do you need the joy of your salvation restored? God can do that. He did for David. Do you need it restored this morning? You remember when your heart would swell up and your tears would come to your eyes? I think having grandchildren breaks you somehow. Because Olivia can just look at me right and I start crying. Can't help it. I can't help it. You can have an old hard heart. You have a grandchild, boy, that thing will soften up. And you can just see it. And I thank God for that. Because if your head will leak, it won't swell. You won't get the big head. But that your joy may be full. Full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declaring to you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. There's no darkness in God. There's no darkness in His heaven. There's no place for sin to lurk in. There's nothing that can enter there that man has made. There's no sin that we can commit that's ever going to enter there. It's all under the blood. And when we enter there, we're not going to be able to sin anymore in His perfect land that He prepared for His children. That temptation for us will be gone. We'll be in a perfect body, able to praise Jesus, be able to walk in His presence. I just can't imagine having a body that I'm going to be able to walk into the throne room of God and just walk around and just see Him. Can you imagine how that's going to be? Can you just imagine what it's going to be? And to walk down a gold street. Anybody ever walk down the street of Sparta? I hadn't done it too many times until I got in the honor guard. That ain't much of a street when you get to walking on it. It's got cracks in it. Holes in it. Thank God when I walk down the street of heaven, I ain't going to have to worry about tripping on nothing. It's going to be perfect. As transparent glass, a street of gold. I don't know about you, but that kind of gets me excited. Just thinking about what all's there. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie. Preacher called me a liar. No, word did. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. There's so many people today in the name of religion are dying and going to hell that are walking in darkness, who will not receive Jesus Christ as their Savior, don't believe in Him, don't trust in Him, and have a religion that they're holding on to. You ever hear somebody say, I lost my religion? If that's all you got, you need to lose it. You need to have salvation through Jesus Christ and fellowship with Him. Thank God He don't leave me. He don't walk away. He's right there with me all the time. We've seen the footprint thing. I've talked about that before. We see where there's one set of footprints, and that's where He's carrying us. But there's also a set there most of the time where He's dragging us, trying to get us to go where we need to go. Because we're kicking and screaming, Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to teach. I don't want to witness. I don't want to sing. But what if we all sat back and done nothing? If we all sat back and done nothing, we've had too much of that already. Too much of that already. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. all sin. The only thing that cannot be forgiven is unbelief. All sin, he said. Big, little, we call them white lies at the sin. Oh, well, I've done it to keep from hurting somebody's feelings. Maybe you shouldn't be in that situation. When Mama said, if ain't nothing good to say nothing at all, please don't lie about it. Just go on. Just be silent. It might cause a hard feeling at the time, but it's better than a white lie because that's a sin. That's a sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. There's many people today that are deceived, sitting on the church pew, been there for 30 years in neutral, and say they've no sin. But it's a sin to sit back and be idle, not in the work of God, some way, somehow, some form. Not all of us are preachers, not all of us are Sunday school teachers, not all of us are choir members, but we all are children of God, and we all should have a prayer life. He doesn't need knots on a log. He done created those. He needs savers. He needs people that have been saved with a mouthpiece for Him, that they'll lead others to Jesus. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Pretty point blank in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. We are all sinners. We're all sinners. We were born sinners. The only difference is now I'm a saved sinner. I still got a temper. Still am impatient at times for things that happen. Not as much as I used to be because God's working on me. Thank God. Tempering me a little bit every day. And when He gets me perfect, He'll call me home. He'll call me home. How's my light shining? You know, I had a nightlight at the house. Bulb had been in it for probably about 12 years, I guess, since I put that light up. Boy, it worked good till this summer. And I got to noticing it about every 15 minutes, it'd go out, come back on. 15 minutes, it'd go out, come back on. That's the way some of our Christian lives. We light up for about 15 minutes, and it goes out. You'll light back up for about 15 minutes, you'll go back out. We kind of look like a stoplight or a caution light blinking on and off. We're supposed to be steady burning for Christ. A steady light shining. You know, they replaced that bulb when they did, the problem stopped. It shines bright all night long. Like it's supposed to. Maybe we need to come to God and let Him change our bulb. That light will so shine in the darkness. You know where you stand with God. God knows where you stand with God. You might hide it from me and me never know. But you won't hide it from Him. Because He's the Word of life that we have handled. We've seen Him work. We've seen Him reach down and touch cancers and make them shrink and remove them. We've seen Him take people that got bad results and God intervene in it, and by the time they go back, that it's gone. We've seen it happen. We've seen our folks have to go through surgery, but we've seen God heal them and restore them and bring them back in strength and power. Let your light so shine. You've handled the Word of life. Let it live. Unfortunately, too many times what we want to do is put our stranglehold on it. Because we're afraid of being accused of being a fanatic. I don't want God to say I was nothing in His service to Him. Sometimes my light not be as shining bright, but He's still shining. Not going completely out. I want it to shine for Him to lead others to Jesus. This morning, if you're here and you're lost, come to the light. Come to Jesus. Surrender unto Him. Please, I beg you. If I could do it for you, I would. If any of the saved people in this church could do it for you, they would gladly do it for you. But we can't. It's a choice that you have to make. As I said, I can only tell you, it's your choice. It's your choice. What is your choice this morning as we get a song of invitation ready? What is your choice? Choose you who this day you'll serve. Will you continue to serve Satan, or will you join the winning team? Everybody wants to be on the winning team. Everybody loves victory. If you love victory, then see Jesus. He was victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He's victorious over Satan. He's victorious over sin. He's victorious over the gravity of this world that couldn't keep him bound in the grave. He's victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He's victorious over sickness. Jesus is victorious. If you want to be on the winning side, join Jesus. He's waiting for you as we stand to our feet. If you're here this morning, you don't know Him in the free pardon of sin, man, you can be saved today. Today, will you surrender to Him? All heads bowed, all eyes closed. No one looking over the congregation. Friend, if you're here lost this morning, would you raise your hand high if you'd like to be prayed for salvation? Friend, it won't save you, but it's the first step to make in realizing you're lost and that you need Jesus. That you need Jesus in your life. Would you be one in word? You're undone without Jesus, lost and dying without Him. Would you just lift that hand and say, preacher, pray for me. Preacher, pray for me. Friends, maybe you've got a problem this morning. Maybe you've got a need. Would you just come out and come to the altar and pray about it? Whatever it might be, just surrender it to Jesus. Surrender it to Jesus. Come and lay it at His feet. He loves you. He died for you. Come and bring it to Jesus. Is there sickness, financial trouble, financial burden, whatever it might be, bring it to Jesus. A friend or a loved one that's sick, bring them to Jesus. Someone you know with a drug problem, bring them to Jesus. Jesus is able. Jesus alone. Maybe seated where you are, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for these that have come this morning and bowed in Your altar, Lord. God, as we hear tears and sobs, dear Heavenly Father, folks crying as we're praying, Lord, we know that their spirit with what they're asking You for, what they're praying about, dear God. Lord, we pray that You touch their heart, dear God. Give them the answers that they're so in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Give encouragement to those that are downtrodden this morning, dear Heavenly Father, those that are facing testing, dear Heavenly Father, other things. Dear God, we pray You would remove those tumors and those cancers, dear God, that apparently they say are there. Lord, we just know and leave them in Your hand, knowing that You're able to remove those, dear God. Lord, we pray for those that have had heart problems, Lord, that You would just reach down. Dear God, strengthen their heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray and set it back in the right rhythm, dear God, and think and open up the vessels, Lord, that the blood may flow. Dear Heavenly Father, that they can be another miracle and give testimony unto that. Lord, we thank You that churches should be on the way home, dear God. I pray they should be home before too much long to be able to rest. God, give her healing for her body, Lord, we pray. Thank You that they say that they've got all that cancer out of that kidney. God, we pray for healing upon it, dear Heavenly Father, and that You faces more surgery to reattach the tube. God, that You would intervene, dear Heavenly Father, in all things. Dear God, we pray for Sister Lucy. She'll be going this Tuesday, dear God, to the surgeon there, and Sister Jean, dear God. Lord, if You just reach down and touch these two ladies, dear God, give them health for their bodies, Lord, and strength. Dear Heavenly Father, remove the shingles from Lucy, Lord, and the pain that's associated with it, God. Lord, we thank You for the answered prayers that we see sitting here, Lord, and we thank You for clear biopsies for Johnny, Lord, and so many, dear God, that have been going through this. Lord, we just thank You. Lord, we pray with faith, believe in others that will be going to get checked out in just a few days. God, that there's going to be good reports there, dear Heavenly Father, and that once again, Your miracle will be performed, Lord, we pray. God, we pray for the lost most of all, that they seek You, dear Heavenly Father. There's everlasting newly, God, that they just humble their heart. They come to You in repentance, Lord, that You might save them before they die and leave this world, God. We know that You will deal with each heart. Dear God, tell us that. And, dear Heavenly Father, we pray that they heed Your call when they feel that knock at their heart's door. God, we just pray for all the churches throughout the county, Lord, that You just give them souls for the labor. Dear God, those that send the word, dear Lord, this morning, we pray that You give them special blessings, dear God, from heaven above. Go with us, dear God, and lead us and guide our steps, dear Heavenly Father. they may be ordered of you, and we don't step off the path that you have established. In Jesus' name,